Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Jeff and Jen Show.
Star 94.1.
All right, well, speaking of queso, I want to know about the best meals you made when you were super broke. Because you got to get creative when you run out of cash.
I would make all sorts of incarnations of Hamburger Helper using the cheap ground beef.
Yep.
And then whatever was in my fridge. So sometimes it was like I would cook up some macaroni. It would be like hamburger, macaroni, ketchup, barbecue sauce, chop up some veggies.
That actually sounds kind of good.
Like whatever was in there. Like I had one. I wish I could recreate this recipe, but it actually involved croutons. And like they would soak up and you would almost bake it. And it was, and in my head, it was a casserole.
Nice.
Yeah. 19-year-old Jeff was like, would you like to have some of my, my steak casserole? Not even close.
When you broke, you got to dive into those packets of the leftover Chinese food delivery,
yes.
Right? Like
yes.
Whatever sauces that you've got left, those have got to go a long way. That's what I used to do. My super broke meal was ramen and anything. In my fridge.
Yes.
So I get creative. Like I had a jar of olives, chop that up and stick it in there. Pickles. Like, could you fry an egg and put it on top of the ramen? Like whatever I could do with ramen. I think it's because I'm salt obsessed. Like anything salty, give it to me.
How are you still not bloated today from the ramen you ate two decades ago?
But it was my go-to. I would just like hit up the grocery store and get that Kroger 10 for 10, like, and just be good to go right there. Janine, did you have a super broke meal that was like perfect?
Yes, you get soup, but you put everything cheap and easily storable in it. So you get like chicken broth, but rice, potatoes, and like one protein, just like meat. And then frozen veggies, because rice, potatoes, and frozen veggies will last you forever. And they're all so cheap. And then you just put it all in a pot. You just let it all stew together. And then spices like salt, pepper, garlic powder, all this stuff that you can just store up super cheap.
Just give it flavor.
Flavor that rice. And then you just fill like 10 Tupperwares and you have it for like 3 weeks and it's so good.
Look at how fancy Jean's getting. And spices.
That's
adorable. You know what my spice was from age 18 to 23? Duck sauce.
Yeah, that's your spice.
From Panda Express.
Yeah. A little extra Polynesian from Chick-fil-A.
Yes.
All right, so if you got one of these added to our list, your super broke meal, 404-263-0941.
Our first call, we can take this in just a second, but have you given it some thought, Top Chef Kevin Gillespie?
Yes!
What's going on, guys? How are you?
Do you have a broke meal that you're willing to share with us?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, totally. Because I've spent most of my life broke, actually.
So, okay,
yeah.
Perfect.
Well,
you're the one who decided to go in the restaurant business.
Yeah, I know. Somebody told me that was lucrative. They're clearly a liar.
All right, hold on. We'll come back in 3 minutes and get yours, all right?
Cool.
Awesome. Oh, I can't wait to hear it. And if you've got one super creative idea, what'd you eat when you were broke? 404-263-0941. We'll get your idea and give it to everybody coming up next.
Okay, turn it up. Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
What is that go-to meal when you are just super, super broke, but you got to eat something and you got to get creative? 404-263-0941.
Kevin Gillespie, top chef contestant, owner of some of the finest restaurants in Atlanta, and a miracle worker in the kitchen. You, my friend, have been broke.
Yes, many times.
And what was your go-to cuisine when you were a starving artist back in the day?
Well, so, you know, I have to do gourmet broke because, you know, I still aspire to be this phenomenal chef. So it's a little bit elaborate, but here's what I would do. I would go to Wendy's and I would buy the chicken nuggets and the Caesar salad from the value menu because they're both super cheap. And then I would ask for the Parmesan cheese for the salad on the side. And then when they gave it to me, I'd ask for extra cheese on the side.
Okay.
And then I'd go home and I'd make a box of Kraft macaroni and cheese and pour it in the bottom of like a casserole dish. Top it with the chicken nuggets, get a can, not even a jar, because the can like spaghetti sauce is way cheaper. Dump that over the top, and then hit it with the free cheese that I got from Wendy's.
Oh my god!
And,
wow.
And you have like this broke version of chicken parmesan and a Caesar salad to go along with it.
Dude, that is genius.
That is amazing.
Wow.
Right yeah, there. And like all in enough food for like four people, you're like at about $4. So,
nice
yeah.
wow. work. And amazing. I mean, if you were really feeling like making it rain, you could have gotten right. a couple $1 Frosties and had dessert covered as well.
Oh, my God. Yes, absolutely. You could have. And I probably could have, like, worked up some sort of tiramisu action with a loaf of bread from that. So, yeah, it would have been on fire.
Oh, mic drop right there from Chef Gillespie. Thank you so much.
Hey, I think
you're welcome, guys.
If we have the room on our schedule this week and you have time to come in, I think we should all do a $5 cooking competition.
Yes.
Like where we go into the supermarket with a $5 bill. We get all the ingredients, and then we make something, and Brave Kevin will taste it and determine who the winner
is. Perfect. Yeah, the key is to stay away from all foods that are fresh and that you can read the ingredients for. That's how you really make the most out of your $5.
You really want words that start with sodium and then a lot of syllables.
Right, yeah, exactly. Perfect. If it has MSG, then that's in your wheelhouse.
All right, I'll text you after the show. We'll see if we can figure out a day.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys. Chefs. Have a good day.
Thanks, see you. Kevin. Bye. Have a good one.
Of course, he's like deconstructing other restaurant meals and rebaking them.
I love it. That was so genius.
And I actually kind of want to do it.
I want to try it tonight for my kids. They would love it. Hey, Beth and Tequila, what's your broke meal?
Tuna mac and cheese casserole.
Oh, yes. Every day.
We're getting a theme here.
Everything becomes casserole.
Everything becomes a casserole.
Hey, Lynn in Atlanta, what's your broke?
Hot dog casserole.
Yes, ma'am.
Or just
hot dogs. Throw margarine in the skillet and then cut up that hot dog, stew tomatoes, and some macaroni. You're good to go.
Yes, ma'am. I love it. I'm coming to your house for dinner.
I'm actually kind of getting hungry.
Allie and McDonough, what's your broke meal?
Macaroni and cheese casserole. It has four ingredients: hamburger meat, peas, corn, and macaroni.
There you go. See, and you're getting in most of the food groups right there, too.
Yes.
You know? Hey, Trisha in Lawrenceville.
Hi. We do chicken nachos with leftover Tostita crumbs at the bottom of the bag that everybody throws away, a dollar can of black beans, a dollar can of corn, leftover chicken, and whatever cheese you have in the refrigerator.
Amen, Trisha.
That's not a broke meal. That's a, hey, this stuff in my fridge, I want to use it, but...
Let's slap it all together.
We'll put
make
it all
something
together
happen.
Something.
I really think we could come together with a Not-So-Cool Kids cookbook with these recipes.
Oh, yeah. I think we make recipe cards and we can stuff them in our oven mitts.
And give them out to everybody. Because
yes.
Every once in a while, everybody needs that broke meal.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.